something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Legal and Vital Aspect of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Can I explain this to you? Don't ask him for favor. Understand this. In Christianity, we have been favored. You get it? You don't need to ask for it. This is a vital aspect. See, it's working in you already. The divine favor is working in you. It's working in you. Do you realize you're called children of grace? Do you realize that? Do you realize that a blessing is at work in you? The Bible says you are called to inherit a blessing. You are called to inherit the blessing. You cannot be cursed. There are Christians who are going around asking for other people to lift the curses off of them. How can lift a curse off of you? From who? Hey. Even Balaam of the Old Testament had enough sense to say there is no enchantment against Jacob. He says you cannot curse Israel. That's Israel of the old. What about Israel of the new? Hallelujah! Glory to God. No enchantment. Hallelujah. Look at this. Is it possible? They said somebody in some village or somewhere, somebody that got some juju thing or whatever it was, and they were doing something against you. Against you? Against you? What? Against you? Listen, for us Christians, we don't even have to pray about it. We don't have to pray about that one. Oh God, protect me from my enemies. What? You don't need to pray like that. See, leave that for the guy that's ignorant. Don't you know that the demons know who you are? There's a mark on you. You are branded for God. Hallelujah. You're branded for God. Say, I know who I am. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. There's no enchantment against a child of God. It doesn't work. Say that someone is working something because he wants to take your position at work. Who cares? Who cares? He's wasting his time. Who cares? Who cares? Now, an ignorant Christian, you know what an ignorant Christian is going to do? Then he goes, Father, in the name of Jesus, any person that is fighting me, any person that is trying to take my job, any person, in the name of Jesus, you're wasting your time. Save your breath. Thank you.
I put my enemies into a coffin. I catch my enemy. I tie him. I bury him. Is that Christianity? That is for the ignorant Christian. A real Christian doesn't pray like that. If you know your Bible, you don't say those things. It's a waste of time. You are fighting a defeated enemy. You don't waste your time with that. You're not practicing Christianity when you're doing that. You're wasting time. Say, look, you are in Christ. You are in Christ. Do you remember the words of Jesus? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Look, if any man be Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are in Christ. Christ is in you. Glory.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
You need the Holy Spirit to be able to serve God as he wants you to. You need the Holy Spirit to understand the scriptures. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you in the will of God for your life. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you things of the kingdom of God. See? And when you learn these things of the kingdom, at every appropriate occasion, when you need to be reminded of something you need to know, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. See, he's the one that the Father sent to guide us through life and make us successful and victorious in everything. If you listen to him, he'll make you a champion, a victor, a success. If you listen to him. And that's what you have to learn to do. Practice listening to him. So first, receive him into you. Receive him to come and live in your heart. To live inside you. I want to pray for you. You'd find that you can talk to God in a heavenly language. That is so important. Because now you can speak a language that's pure, with words that are pure, given to you by God from your spirit. And those words go up to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen, everyone needs to have the Holy Spirit. It's got nothing to do with your church denomination. It's possible for you to have been in a church all your life and never heard that you needed to receive the Holy Spirit. It's possible, but that doesn't mean you don't need Him. If Jesus needed to have the Holy Spirit, why wouldn't you? The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit. The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why would you think you can live without Him? No, you can't. You need Him. So you say, Pastor Chris, what do I do to receive the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to give you just a simple instruction. You receive the Holy Spirit in the same simple way that you received Christ Jesus into your heart. You simply believed, and you opened your heart by faith to receive Him. That's all you do. You receive Him into your heart by faith. You say, Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit into my heart to live in me from this day. When you say that, believe that He heard you. He wants to come into you and live in you far more than you desire Him. So when you give Him that permission and that invitation to come in, He wouldn't waste any time. As you say it, He'll enter into you. And for many of you, immediately you begin speaking in a heavenly language. You begin saying words that you don't know the meaning, because they're not in your normal human language. But don't stop. Once those words bubble up, don't stop. Just keep speaking them. Just keep speaking. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.